My friends, will there ever be peace in the Middle East? Military conflicts and terrorism never seem to cease. Today, nearly 30 years after U.S. President George H.W. Bush sent military forces to stop Saddam Hussein's attack on the nation of Kuwait, American lives continue to be lost in the Middle East wars. Controversy surrounds Iran's ongoing attempts to develop the nuclear fission capabilities that could lead to nuclear weapons. Violent Islamist militants from ISIS and Al-Qaeda struggle to revive their forces. The tiny nation of Israel struggles for peace, while neighboring Palestinians demand better conditions and more control in their West Bank and Gaza Strip strongholds. Will wars and conflicts continue in the Middle East? Your Bible reveals that a great world war focused on the Middle East will precede the most amazing event yet to come in Bible prophecy, the return of Jesus Christ. How will you know when this event is about to occur? What prophetic signs should you be watching for? Will there be peace in the Middle East? Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Many of us worry, express concern, and even become frightened when we read in our daily news about the wars, conflicts, and terrorism in many parts of the world. Troubles in the Middle East in particular affect not just the Jewish people, but also billions of Christians and Muslims. Controversy flared in May 2018 when the United States moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. American members of Congress remain divided over Israel's treatment of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza. While many nations around the world call Israel an apartheid state and make demands on behalf of the region's Arabs and Palestinians, the United States has remained firm as one of Israel's few staunch allies around the globe. Will this change? Will Israel thrive or even survive as a Jewish nation? Will it survive at all? My friends, there is good news for the future. Bible prophecy reveals the sequence of events leading up to the return of Jesus Christ to establish the glorious kingdom of God. Scripture reveals, in fact, guarantees that world peace will ultimately reign in the Middle East and on all of planet Earth. But first, there will be war and bloodshed on a scale never before seen. You need to be ready. And you need to know what to watch for so you and your loved ones can escape the troubles ahead. On today's program, we'll briefly discuss five prophetic signs to watch for in the Middle East. And we'll be offering you an exciting free booklet that will give you inspiring insight and understanding. It's titled, The Middle East in Prophecy. This booklet will help you understand what the Bible teaches about the amazing end time events surrounding Jerusalem and the entire Middle East. You can order the booklet by calling the phone number on your screen or by visiting our website, tomorrowsworld.org. Some of you older viewers may remember the Iran-Iraq War, which lasted from 1980 to 1988. More than a million people were killed in that war between Muslim nations. The Euphrates River was a focal point of that conflict. Your Bible reveals that the Euphrates River will be a key strategic position at the end of this present age. Prophetic sign number one is, watch for military alliances forming east of the Euphrates River. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 9. Revelation 9, verse 13. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound in the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. My friends, this is describing another world war. And this phase of World War III will kill not just millions, but even billions of human beings. Jesus Christ said that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. All life on earth would be destroyed. That's in Matthew 24, verses 21 and 22. Look on any map and you'll see that those nations east of the Euphrates include Iran, India, China, and Russia. And an army of 200 million will form in this area and march to the Euphrates. Even now, China is taking steps to strengthen its military force. Consider this report. China's economy is the second largest in the world, and it's on the path to overtake the U.S.'s in absolute GDP by 2030, giving China the ability to spend far more resources on its military than in previous decades. From 1996 to 2015, China increased its military spending by 620%. The European Union, which, as we will see, is prophesied to intervene on Israel's behalf, is facing growing economic crises even as China expands. Prophetic sign number one is, watch for military alliances forming east of the Euphrates River. Prophetic sign number two is, watch for growing unity among Israel's traditional enemies. Some of you older viewers may remember the Six-Day War of June 1967. Israel fought the combined forces of Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. Israel captured the Sinai Peninsula, the Golan Heights, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem. Now, Israel had access to the holy places, including the Western Wall or Wailing Wall at the Temple Mount. 6 years later, in the Yom Kippur War, Israel repelled invasions by Egypt and Syria. Israel, Egypt, and Jordan later agreed on a UN ceasefire. In 1978, Israel and Egypt signed the Camp David Accords, returning to Egypt most of the captured Sinai Peninsula, except for the Gaza Strip. In 1980, Israel annexed East Jerusalem and declared the unified city part of Israel against the protests of Arab forces and their allies. After ongoing violence known as the First Intifada, Israel put large portions of the West Bank under Palestinian Authority control in December 1994. Palestinians living in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank face tight restrictions on movement in and out of Israel. Even in the United States, perhaps Israel's strongest and most generous ally, voices are increasingly calling on Israel to remove restrictions on Palestinians and to give greater autonomy to the Palestinian Authority. The BDS, Boycott, Divest, and Sanction Movement against Israel is a growing source of controversy among those critical of Israel policies. Will world opinion turn further against Israel? Will Arab nations mount another major military attack against the Jewish nation? Will world leaders seek to put Jerusalem under international control? We'll discuss these questions in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this exciting free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. My friends, you need to be watching the Middle East and the trends that will mean major changes in political and religious control over the city of Jerusalem. What events will mark these changes? Who will eventually control Jerusalem? What does Bible prophecy say about the future of Israel and the nations surrounding it? Will there be peace in Jerusalem and the Middle East? This exciting booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and give you advance information on end time events. Listen to these subheads. Will Russia control the Middle East? Who will control Jerusalem? Temple sacrifices restored? Watch for the abomination of desolation. Who rides the beast? You need this booklet, and you need to know the future according to Bible prophecy. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Middle East in Prophecy. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that Bible prophecy foretells a massive military invasion of the Middle East. We saw that Arab nations have united against Israel and have marshaled world opinion to support them. Prophetic sign number one was, watch for military alliances forming east of the Euphrates River. Prophetic sign number two, watch for growing unity among Israel's traditional enemies. Prophetic sign number three is, watch for international attempts to control Jerusalem. Bible prophecy reveals that Jerusalem will be a focus of major international conflicts. Jerusalem is considered holy to three of the world's major religions. To Jews, Jerusalem was the city of the great prophets and the capital of the kingdom of Israel and Judah under King David and his son King Solomon. The first and second temples were the center of worship until the destruction of the city by the Romans in 70 AD. Jerusalem is also the third most holy city of Islam, after the cities of Mecca and Medina. Today, the Islamic Mosque of Omar, or the Dome of the Rock, dominates the Temple Mount. It is believed that the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven from that site. Christians revere the city as the place where their Savior was crucified and where he taught in the temple. Christians believe Jesus will return to establish his kingdom with Jerusalem as world capital. Many in the international community are very concerned about the status of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Roman Catholic Pope Francis, in July of 2018, stated, "We look to Jerusalem, a city for all peoples, a unique and sacred city for Christians, Jews, and Muslims from all over the world, whose identity and vocation must be preserved beyond the various disputes and tensions, and whose status quo demands to be respected as decided by the international community and repeatedly requested by the Christian communities of the Holy Land. Only a negotiated solution between Israelis and Palestinians, firmly desired and favored by the community of nations, can lead to a stable and lasting peace and ensure the coexistence of two states for two peoples." The community of nations? You may be shocked to learn that the Bible prophesies that indeed, in the future, Jerusalem will be controlled not by Israel, but by other governmental powers. Turn in your Bible to the book of Revelation or Apocalypse, Revelation chapter 11. The Apostle John wrote in Revelation 11, verse 1, "Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, 'Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. As you read through the book of Revelation, you'll see that this period of 3.5 years precedes the return of Christ. As we pointed out on previous programs, two prophets of God will witness with great power during that same period of 3.5 years. You can read about that in verses 3 through 14 of Revelation 11. God Almighty states in verse 3, "And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. For 3.5 years, these two witnesses will contend with the Gentile force which will dominate the Middle East at that time. This will be a time of great tribulation for the whole world, especially for those who are true Christians. Billions will be killed. Many who accept Christ during that time will be persecuted terribly, even martyred. But you can escape that time if you respond to God's calling. If you feel that God is calling you now to commit your life to Christ and the teachings of the Bible, call the number on your screen, and one of our representatives will be happy to meet with you or talk with you at your convenience." Prophetic sign number three is, watch for international attempts to control Jerusalem. Our next prophetic sign involves restored sacrifices by the Jews. But first, I'd like to offer you our free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. What trends and events should you be watching? Let me share with you a few of the subheads in the booklet. Who will control Jerusalem? Watch for the abomination of desolation. The king of the north invades the Middle East. The final phases of World War III. This exciting booklet will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and give you advanced information on end time events. You need this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Middle East in Prophecy. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
In this program, we have so far seen three prophetic signs for the Middle East. Prophetic sign number one, watch for military alliances forming east of the Euphrates River. Prophetic sign number two, watch for growing unity among Israel's traditional enemies. Prophetic sign number three, watch for international attempts to control Jerusalem. Prophetic sign number four is, watch for animal sacrifices by the Jews in Jerusalem. Remember, the key sign that introduces these prophetic milestones is the abomination of desolation. What is this abomination? Jesus told us to be alert to this key prophetic sign, which will take place in the Middle East. He said in Matthew 24 and verse 15, "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." Turn in your Bible to Daniel the 11th chapter. Historically, the Greek ruler Antiochus Epiphanes issued a decree in 167 BC that prohibited further sacrifices in the Jerusalem temple. Daniel 11, verse 31. "And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation." In addition to stopping the daily sacrifices, Antiochus erected a statue of Jupiter Olympus in the temple and directed everyone to worship it. This abomination, also referred to in chapter 8 of Daniel, is a type of a similar end-time event. Notice also that the end-time sacrifices are cut off 1,290 days before the return of Christ, Daniel 12, verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Jesus warns us Christians to be alert to an end-time abomination of desolation. Just as Antiochus Epiphanes profaned the temple in 167 BC and cut off the sacrifices, so will a profane authority cut off Jewish sacrifices in the future. In fact, the Apostle Paul warns of a great false prophet who will stand in the holy place. Let's read that in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3. The Apostle Paul writes, "Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Yes, a great false prophet will work great miracles and deceive millions of people. He will cultivate worship toward himself and claim he's divine. Revelation 13, verses 13 and 14, shows that this great false prophet will even call down fire from heaven and will deceive millions of people around the world. Again, my friends, don't you be deceived by these signs and wonders. As it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, "Test all things, hold fast what is good." As we've seen, this end-time false prophet will cause the sacrifices to cease. Let's realize that the Jews have not offered animal sacrifices since 70 AD, when the Romans destroyed the second temple in Jerusalem. In order for the end-time sacrifices to be stopped eventually, they need to begin. Listen, when animal sacrifices begin once again in Jerusalem, you will know that the prophecies Jesus spoke about are heading for a grand smash climax. Some believe that the temple must first be rebuilt in order to conduct animal sacrifices. Many Jews believe that only the Messiah will be able to rebuild the temple. However, some Jewish groups are hoping to see today's Jewish people take the initiative themselves. They believe that there can be no peace in the Middle East until the temple is rebuilt. Rabbi Chaim Rickman, International Director of the Temple Institute, has said, quote, "It's time to vote with our feet and send a clear message to the world that we truly believe that the Temple Mount is ours, and we truly hope and pray for a time of unparalleled world peace and harmony with the rebuilding of the third temple," end of quote. Yes, my friends, we need to understand one important point. An altar is needed for sacrifices, not necessarily a full temple building. Just read the third chapter of Ezra. The returning exiles from Babylon had only a holy place, not a temple. Ezra refers to the location of the holy place as the house of God, when the temple had not yet been built. Ezra 3 and verse 8. Now, in the second month of the second year of the coming to the house of God at Jerusalem, this was around 536 BC, but there was no building as yet. The returning Jewish exiles referred to the holy place as the house of God, even though no temple existed. The holiest place under the control of the Jewish religious authorities today is the Western Wall or the Wailing Wall. It is the western retaining wall to the Temple Mount. Jews are not allowed to publicly worship on the Temple Mount, only Muslims. So it remains to be seen where and when the Jews will begin sacrificing. It will probably take an unprecedented national crisis to precipitate that event. Prophetic sign number 4 is watch for animal sacrifices by the Jews in Jerusalem. Our fifth prophetic sign comes from the prophet Daniel, who foretold that a king of the south will push against a king of the north shortly before Jesus Christ returns. We'll talk about that in the final portion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. Let me share with you a few of the subheads in the booklet. Who will control Jerusalem? Watch for the abomination of desolation. The king of the north invades the Middle East. The final phases of World War III. You need this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy of The Middle East in Prophecy. You can also order this free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Call now. 1-800-236-0531. Call toll-free now or write to us at the address on your screen or visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Then be sure to go to tomorrowsworld.org/digital. Have a digital subscription sent right to your email inbox, faster than postal mail. Visit us online now.
We have so far examined four prophetic signs for the Middle East. Prophetic sign number 1 was watch for military alliances forming east of the Euphrates River. Prophetic sign number 2, watch for growing unity among Israel's traditional enemies. Prophetic sign number 3, watch for international attempts to control Jerusalem. Prophetic sign number 4 was, watch for animal sacrifices by the Jews in Jerusalem. Prophetic sign number 5 is, watch for a European superpower turning against Israel. The European Union is headquartered in Brussels, Belgium. It is developing as a political, economic, and military entity, just like the King of the North prophesied in your Bible. Will it become that prophesied superpower? Already an economic peer of the United States, the EU is beginning to assert itself as a military force independent of the United States. The administration of American President Donald Trump has expressed the hope that the EU will take on more of its own military spending, that since World War II has been subsidized heavily by the U.S. Reuters news agency reported the comments of Richard Grenell, U.S. ambassador to Germany, who said, quote, "It is offensive to assume that the United States taxpayers continue to pay for more than 50,000 Americans in Germany, but the Germans get to spend their budget surplus on domestic programs," end of quote. My friends, we need to watch the military resurgence of Germany along with the other prophetic signs. As we near the Great Tribulation, your Bible instructs us to watch key developments surrounding Jerusalem. Luke 21, verse 19. "By your patience possess your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near." Revelation 11, verse 2 tells us that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles for 42 months, about 3.5 years. At the end of that time, during the day of the Lord, the armies of Europe and Asia will combine to bring about the great climax of World War III, referred to as Armageddon. Yes, we need to watch for developments leading to an invasion of the Middle East from the powerful military king of the north. You can read that prophecy in Daniel 11, verses 40 and 41. There are many more signs than we have had time to cover on this program. Our free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy, will give you more details on the subject. My friends, we are in the prophetic time period known as the end time. We need to be spiritually awake and watchful. We need to be prepared for the second coming. Christ will be king over all the earth, ruling from the new world capital, Jerusalem. Notice that in Zechariah 14, verse 8. "And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth." Thank God His kingdom is coming soon. May we all pray with our hearts, "Your kingdom come." Be sure to request our exciting free booklet, The Middle East in Prophecy. Just call the number on your screen. You can also request this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. In this world of growing chaos and confusion, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I, along with guest presenter Rod McNair, will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
To take advantage of today's free offer or view today's program now or anytime, go to tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.